If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Last Sunday was a remarkable beginning for the new year here at Worth Baptist Church. More than 550 people answered the roll call in our Sunday school to study together the Word of God. We saw God's blessings upon the services throughout the day. 1976 has been designated the Year of Harvest here at Worth Baptist Church. We plan to begin construction in the near future on our new properties, our new building located that will be located on our 14-acre site just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 on Campus Drive. We're looking forward to winning many souls to Christ through the ministries of Worth Baptist Church during this year. We would like for you to join with us in prayer that it would truly be a year of harvest in all the ministries of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school today begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. It would be our joy for you to come today and bring the whole family and study the Word of God in a systematic manner here in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. Our only textbook is the Word of God, the Bible. We believe that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. We believe the Bible is inspired, infallible, and inerrant. We believe the Word of God is forever settled in the heavens. And though the heavens and the earth may pass away, Jesus said, "My Word shall not pass away." The only book in which you can put confidence, the only book of divinely revealed truth, is the Bible, the Word of God. So, we invite you to come to our Sunday school where there's a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level, to study the Word of God today. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. You will discover a warm welcome, a friendly atmosphere in which to worship God in all the services of Worth Baptist Church. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our approach here at Worth Baptist Church is the family approach. It is our goal, it is our desire to win families to Christ during this year of harvest, 1976. We would love to have you come and share these things with us today. Remember, we are located at 3309. Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth, and we'd be happy to have you and your family visit with us today. There are two very important dates to which we would call your attention. One is Sunday, March the 7th. On Sunday, March the 7th, we will celebrate the 22nd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. So we would like for you to mark that date on your calendar and plan now to visit with us for the 22nd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church on Sunday, March the 7th. And then the second outstanding date is Sunday, July 4th. As you know, this is the bicentennial year of our nation. This year, our country will celebrate its 200th anniversary. Our God and Country Day on Sunday, July 4th, will be one of the outstanding days of the entire year. We trust that you'd make plans now to share with us the bicentennial God and Country Day on Sunday, July 4th. Write these dates down: March the 7th, the 22nd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church, and July 4th, the 200th birthday of our nation, which is God and Country Day at Worth Baptist Church. We hope that you'll plan to visit with us on these special days and on any Sunday of 1976. Even today, it's not too late for you to prepare to come and visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That's Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. We shall be looking forward to hearing from you this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ the Alpha and the Omega. I shall read from the Revelation, chapter 1, at verse 8. But before I read the scripture, as always, I'd like for you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for Jesus Christ, Thy Son, and our Savior. We thank Thee for this Lord's Day, for the opportunity to voice the gospel through the medium of radio. It is our prayer that as this gospel broadcast fills the air, that many hearts might be refreshed. We pray that Jesus Christ would be made known to everybody in the listening audience today. We ask especially for our shut-in friends, for those who cannot get out to worship in public assembly today. For our senior citizens, we pray that the Holy Spirit might bless them in this hour. And then, Father, for those who are unsaved, who know not Christ as their Savior, we pray that this broadcast would be the means of their trusting Him. We would ask for the gospel ministries all over the world today. We pray for our nation in our bicentennial year. Help us to realize that our only avenue of prosperity and our only hope is found in Jesus Christ. Bless our president and our congressmen and all the leaders of our nation. May all over this great nation of ours during these days there be a tremendous spirit of revival. May our nation be turned around and brought back to Thee and brought back to the Bible. Bless now, we pray, this broadcast in this hour to the heart of every listener is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, at verse 8, I read, Jesus says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet. So when Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, in our language He would have been saying, I am A and Z. When Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, He was saying, I am the first and the last. And when these two words are used together, as in the text, they mean not only the first and the last, but they mean the total consummation of all that is between. So Jesus Christ is first and last, Alpha and Omega, A and Z, and everything between. What a perfect description of our Lord Jesus Christ. His birth was contrary to the laws of life. He was born supernaturally, conceived supernaturally in the womb of Mary by the Holy Spirit, which resulted in His virgin birth, contrary to all the laws of life. His death was contrary to the laws of death, and His resurrection was contrary to the laws of the grave. The grave could not contain Him. The grave could not hold Him. He came forth from the grave, from among the dead, conquering death and hell and the grave. What a Savior is Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega, raised no grain and caught no fish, yet He spread a table to feed the multitudes and had 12 baskets full left over. He had not a place to lay his head, nor rest his weary body. Yet Jesus Christ said, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, built no temple on the earth. Yet he prepared a mansion in heaven for every born-again believer. Listen to his words. John chapter 14, at verse 1. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Now this is the promise of Christ, building mansions in heaven for all of us. Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, wrote no books on the earth. Yet 66 books are written about him and bound in one volume that we call the Bible. Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, wrote no songs. Yet people all over the globe are singing his praises. Jesus Christ, the great Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, trained no army. Yet countless millions have died fighting for his cause. Jesus Christ made no money, yet he's the owner of the cattle of 1,000 hills. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega, committed no sin, yet he became sin that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He had no red carpet of welcome rolled under him, yet the Sea of Galilee supported him while the blue waves lapped at his feet. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, had no training in the culinary arts, yet he broiled fish on an open fire and bade the disciples to come and dine. Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, had no medical training, yet he cooled the feverish brow, he healed the leper's spot, and he straightened the crooked limbs. What a Savior is Jesus Christ! No wonder he said of himself, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." Because Jesus Christ was God, he came to earth as man. Because he was rich, he became poor for our sakes, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. Because he was Creator, he made the heavens his throne and the earth his footstool. Because Jesus Christ was life, he broke up all the funerals he ever met. Because he was man, he understood the weakness of man. Because Jesus Christ went away, he's coming back again. Because he was the magnet of God, and indeed is now the magnet of God, when he comes, he will draw all saints, living and dead, unto himself. Paul said, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so will God bring with him they that sleep in him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of Christ shall not precede them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Jesus Christ, this Alpha and Omega, this first and last, because he is the heir to David's throne, he shall reign over all the earth. The poet said, "Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more. Behold the islands with their kings, and Europe her finest tribute brings. From north to south the princes meet to pay their homage at his feet." This, my friend, is Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. He's the first and the last in the timetable of God's calendar. And every time a date is written, the birth of Jesus Christ is acknowledged, whether it's here or there, in our country, in the countries behind the iron curtain or the bamboo curtain, in atheist countries, wherever men write the date, they acknowledge that once upon a time, Jesus Christ broke into human history and lived and died and lives again. Jesus Christ, the first and last, the Alpha and the Omega, is the first and the last of the winepress of God's wrath. And one day His wrath shall be poured out against an unbelieving world and against all Christ rejecters all over the earth. He's the first and last of the measuring rod of God's mercy, and His mercy is extended to all generations. Jesus Christ is the first and last of the storehouse of God's bounty. And out of that storehouse, Paul says, "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, is the first and last of the gold mine of God's wealth, and He has everything in heaven and upon the earth. He's the first and last of the volume of God's truth, and the truth of God endureth from one generation to another. Jesus Christ, the first and last, the Alpha and Omega, is the heartbeat of God's life, and no man comes to God apart from Him. He's the first and last of the dynamo of God's power, and He said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus Christ is the first and last of the filament of God's light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Jesus Christ is the bosom of God's love, and while we were yet sinners, He died for us. While we were unlovable, Jesus Christ loved us. Paul says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." This is Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Now observe with me three areas in which Jesus Christ is the beginning and the end. First, Jesus Christ is the beginning of creation and the end of chaos. We read in Genesis 1:1, that God, in the beginning, created the heavens and the earth. We read in John chapter 1 and verse 3 that all things were made by the Word, the Logos, Jesus Christ, and without Him was there not anything made that was made. Then we read in Genesis 1:2 that the earth was void and without form, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. So Jesus Christ, equal with God in creation, is the beginning of all creation and the end of all chaos. Now, that is not only true on a universal scale, my friend, but that can be true in your life today. Jesus Christ can end the chaos. He can end the fear and the frustration and bring you peace and happiness and joy if you'll but trust Him as your own personal Savior. In the second place, Jesus Christ is the beginning of grace and the end of the law. I read in John 1:17, "The law came by Moses, but grace and truth by Jesus Christ." And then Paul writes in Romans 10:4, "Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." The law says, "Do and live." Grace says, "Live and do." The law shows us our need of a Savior. Grace gives us the Savior. The law tells us we are dirty. Grace makes us clean in the blood of Jesus Christ. The law puts us under a curse. Grace redeems us from the curse. The law puts us under bondage. Grace delivers us from bondage and gives us freedom in Jesus Christ. The law sentences us to death, but grace commutes the death sentence to life eternal. And that brings me to my third point. Jesus Christ is not only the beginning of creation and the end of chaos. He's not only the beginning of grace and the end of the law. Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, is the beginning of life and the end of death. I read in John 5:24 where Jesus said, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Now, my friend, Jesus Christ abolishes death. I repeat, he's the beginning of life and the end of death. In John 11, verses 25 and 26, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." And then John 3:36, Jesus said, "He that hath the Son hath everlasting life. He that hath not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Where do you stand today, my friend? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you really know him today? Have you had a personal experience with him? Have you experienced that encounter with Christ that we call the new birth? Have you passed from death unto life? Have you had your sins forgiven and washed away in the fountain that washes whiter than snow? Have you in your lifetime confessed your sins and asked Jesus Christ to save you? Remember the sinner's prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And if you'll pray that prayer this moment, God will save you. And you will end the chaos in your life. And you will experience the grace of God. And you will pass from death unto life. In the Revelation 1:18, Jesus said, "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and death." Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, is standing now, waiting for you to call upon him. Jesus said, "He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And whosoever, did you get that? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I trust this moment, right by your radio, you will invite Jesus Christ into your heart. Talk to God about it. Confess your sins. Trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you'll be saved in this moment. And may the Lord bless you as you do it right now. I have this footnote to my message, and I shall be through. This Christ, who is the Alpha and the Omega, can be the beginning of a new challenge for your life and the end of all your fears and all your frustrations. And you will discover that with him, the new life begins and the old life ends. This can be your experience as you call upon the name of the Lord in this moment. Once again, we would like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the Sunday School Hour and the services of worship at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday School at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. We shall look forward to seeing you in the services today. And until next Lord's Day by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.